WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:05, it's mostly clear and 3 degrees above zero. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by First National Bank. They're locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. In area news, officials of the Atlantic Police Department yesterday reported that three people were arrested Monday. They include 26-year-old Jeffrey Knight of Atlantic, who was arrested for domestic assault involving a female victim. 24-year-old Johnny Kirchner of Atlantic, who was arrested for harboring a 15-year-old female runaway who was not from here. And 36-year-old Mish Logrey of Lewis, who was arrested for domestic assault involving a female victim. All three were booked into the Cache County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. News time is 8:06.
First National Bank is locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. They have the expertise needed to provide you excellent service with a great selection of banking and investment needs. They have a complete line of lending services available, and they offer insurance sales. At First National Bank, you'll be greeted with a friendly face at the teller's window, as well as each special desk. First National Bank in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Anita, where you'll get the most banking service for the least cost. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Sheriff's officials in Audubon County said Tuesday they arrested on Sunday 36-year-old Ezra Sedina of Atlantic. Sedina was taken into custody at around 8 p.m. on an Audubon County warrant for OWI and failure to maintain control. The Cass County Sheriff's Office assisted in making the arrest. The charges against Sedina stem from an incident, or rather an investigation into an accident, which occurred on January 25th in Audubon County. Sedina was brought to the Audubon County Jail, posted a $1,000 bond on Monday, and then was released from custody. No court date has been set yet. The Mills County Sheriff's Office Tuesday afternoon released its most recent report on arrests and incidents. Authorities say two people were arrested Monday. 30-year-old Justin Joseph McConnell of Humphreys, Missouri, was arrested on a Woodbury County warrant for OWI second offense following a traffic stop on Interstate 29 in Mills County at around 12:10 a.m. on Monday. McConnell's bond was set at $1,000. That same day, 20-year-old Jessica K. Scott of Malvern was arrested in Malvern at around 7:30 p.m. on a warrant for failure to appear on an unlawful possession of prescription drug charge. Her bond was set at $5,000. This past Sunday, deputies in Mills County arrested 36-year-old Matthew Mark Blue of Council Bluffs on a charge of OWI first offense. His bond was set at $1,000. The arrest took place on I-29 at around 2:25 a.m. Sunday. There were also two arrests last Saturday in Mills County. Officials say 21-year-old Christina May Reeve of Silver City was arrested Saturday night for driving under suspension. Bond was set at $566. And earlier that same day, 18-year-old Dylan Ray McEwen of Council Bluffs was arrested in Glenwood on a charge of possession with the intent to deliver a controlled substance. His bond was set at $50,000. Cities could pass ordinances restricting how strip clubs operate if a bill that's advancing in the Iowa House becomes law. Representative Julian Garrett, a Republican from Indianola, says the controversy began when justices on the Iowa Supreme Court ruled that state law preempted the city of Hamburg from enacting any restrictions on a local strip club.
The city passed some regulations. Didn't prohibit them from doing business, but it regulated, provisions about no alcohol on the premises. You couldn't touch the patrons. I think you had to stay within so many feet. There were just a lot of restrictions on what you could do at the club.
The bill, which cleared the House subcommittee, would let Iowa cities enforce those kind of regulations on the conduct of employees and customers inside businesses that feature nude dancers. Rita Bettis of the American Civil Liberties Union of Iowa says if the bill becomes law, it may be challenged in court on constitutional grounds as a violation of free speech.
Theoretically, under that Hamburg ordinance, it would sweep up a scientific display of early humans in a state of undress, or any number of Broadway shows like The Lion King that have elements of nudity.
The owner of Shotgun Genies in Hamburg filed a lawsuit against the city's ordinance in December of 2008. Under the city's rules, performers were barred from stripping until they were completely nude, and strippers were not allowed to accept tips. The ordinance was never enforced, however, given the pending lawsuit. In the summer of 2012, the Iowa Supreme Court ruled the Hamburg Strip Club fell under the provisions of a state law that allows nudity in theaters. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, officials in Kansas City, Missouri say an employee is missing following an explosion and fire at a popular restaurant. At least 14 people were injured in the blast and inferno last night at JJ's restaurant. Teams have been going through the rubble with cadaver dogs and are waiting for heavy equipment to conduct a more thorough search. Former Illinois Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. and his wife will appear in federal court this morning to answer charges that they took part in an alleged scheme to spend $750,000 in campaign funds on personal items. They've agreed to plead guilty. Jackson is charged with conspiracy, and his wife is charged with one count of filing false joint federal income tax returns. The government says U.S. home builders began work at a slower pace in January, although the level was still the third highest since 2008. The pace of building was viewed as a sign of further strengthening in a residential real estate. And Office Depot and OfficeMax have agreed to merge. The all-stock deal would transform the more than $21 billion office supply retail sector. Analysts say if the deal closes, it would likely benefit the largest office supply player, Staples, because the combined entity would likely close stores. News time is 8:11.
At First National Bank, we strive to make your banking experience as simple and convenient as possible. If you would like to enjoy the benefit of banking anytime, anywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without an interruption in your busy day, sign up for our free online banking. Signing up is easy. Just visit our website and click on Enroll to try our online banking demo for a trial run. Locally owned, locally active, and proud to be your bank. In Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In the funeral announcements, Alice Jane Schumann, age 83 of Avoca, died Friday. Funeral services for Alice Schumann will be today at 10 o'clock at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Mary Howie, age 81 of Guthrie Center, died Sunday at the Guthrie County Hospital. A funeral service for Mary Howie will be today at 10 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Norma Lois Holste Kilman, age 92 of Council Bluffs, died Monday. Funeral services for Norma Kilman will be today at 10 o'clock at the First Church of the Nazarene in Council Bluffs. Cotler O'Neill Myron Woodring Bayless Park Chapel in Council Bluffs has arrangements. John Jack Wombold, age 87, of Stewart, died Sunday at the Stewart Community Care Center. A funeral mass for Jack Wombold will be today at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Norma Coles, age 76, of Omaha, died Saturday. A mass of Christian burial service for Norma Coles will be this morning at 10:30 at St. Pius X Catholic Church in Omaha. Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Merritt Spry, age 74, of Anita, died Thursday at CCMH. Services for Merritt Spry will be today at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. Leland Dickmeyer, age 60, of Kirkman, died Friday at Creighton Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Leland Dickmeyer will be today at 2 o'clock at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Betty Jane Shepherd, age 87, of Royal Stewart, died Saturday at her home. A memorial service for Betty Jane Shepherd will be held on Saturday at 1:30 at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Dennis Coles, age 82, of Erling, died Monday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A mass of Christian burial service for Dennis Coles will be this Saturday at 2 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Leo Armstrong, age 77, of Fontenelle, died Friday. There are no services planned for Leo Armstrong, but a gathering of remembrance will be held at the United Methodist Church in Fontenelle this Sunday from 1 until 4. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Barb Schultz, age 73, of Greenfield, died Monday at the Greenfield Manor. Graveside services for Barb Schultz will be held at a later date. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. And Guy Barton, age 80, of Exira, died Monday at the Exira Care Center. Celebration of Life Memorial Services for Guy Barton will be held at a later date at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. That's a check of the news brought to you by First National Bank with locations in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.